Hey everybody, this is Scorpio with Chit Chat with Scorpio. And I know I'm kind of a little late, couple of days late, but I want to say rest in peace to Lisa Marie Presley, who has passed away on January 12th, 2023. She passed away at West Hills Hospital and Medical Center in Los Angeles, California. Lisa Marie was an American singer and songwriter. She was the only child of singer and actor Elvis Presley and actress Priscilla Presley. If y'all don't know who Priscilla Presley is, she has done all of the movies of The Naked Gun. And she's also has done other things as well. Lisa Presley was also the sole heir to her father's estate. So when her father had passed away, her father had made a will and he left everything to her, but she did not get it until she turned, I believe it was 25, which is where she had gotten ownership of her father's estate. She became the sole heir of her father's estate after her grandfather and her great grandmother had passed away. Okay. The cause of death, I believe it was cardiac arrest. Now, as far as her funeral is concerned, Lisa Marie Presley will be laid to rest this weekend. They will be having her funeral this weekend. Her exact burial spot is being excavated right now, and as expected, it is in close proximity to her father, Elvis Presley. Sources of Graceland tell TMZ preparations are currently underway at the Presley family compound in Memphis to accommodate the celebration of life ceremony scheduled to take place on Sunday. That's this Sunday. So basically, she is being buried in Graceland next to her father, or next to her son, I believe. As you can see, well, in the photos and videos we've obtained, Lisa's gravesite will be positioned around the famous backyard fountain area where Elvis and his parents are buried. Lisa had a son who actually died by suicide. So Lisa's son, Benjamin Keogh, who died by suicide in 2020, is also buried there. So he's also buried in Graceland as well. And our sources say his mother's grave will be right next to his. So she'll be buried right next to her son. Let's see. No word on who might be addressing the gathered crowd or performing music, but considering this is going to be open to the public and the fact 54-year-old Lisa was so beloved in showbiz, we can see a big name rolling through to pay tribute. Here's another interesting tidbit. As of 3 days ago, Graceland's 24/7 camera feed, which normally shows the grounds, has been shut down. We imagine that was done so the planning for this weekend's event could be completed. It's unclear if they're going to turn on the live stream again for Sunday or thereafter. Of course, Graceland's front entrance is adorned with flowers that have been left by fans since Lisa's sudden passing last week. As we reported, she died after suffering a cardiac arrest at home and later the same day, a second one while at the hospital. Wow, so she had 2 cardiac arrests. Her cause of death is deferred pending toxicology results. So they actually did an autopsy to find out what exactly happened to her and how she passed away. But I do pray that Priscilla Presley and her family, her kids, well, her grandkids, Lisa Presley's kids, that God will comfort them in their time of bereavement. Also, the friends who have known Lisa Marie Presley, I do pray that they also that God would also heal them as well. Lisa Presley also was known for dating Michael Jackson at the time. She was also in his video, You Are Not Alone. So she's definitely going to be missed. So let's all say a prayer for her family as they are grieving, and her children, especially her children and her husband as well. I definitely know what it's like to lose a spouse. It's not easy, but let's just keep them all in prayer at this time. Anyway, thank you for listening. Stay tuned for another podcast, because I'm going to be talking about something that's been circulating on YouTube lately. So y'all stay tuned, because it's going to be really, really interesting. Okay? So bye for now.